I will seek to honor his commands. I pledge allegiance to the
greetings to all my Israelite brothers and sisters throughout the world. This study is to explain and define the word faith, which is not the original word used in the Hebrew and the Greek. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Faith is found in the Word Studies menu. Faith, trust, and believe are used interchangeably in the King James Version and other versions. Believe is a verb, a noun, and an adjective. So is trust. Faith is a noun only. It dates back to the Middle English, feith, and before that to Old Saxon, Anglo-French, fed, Old French, feed, feet, from Latin fidem, fides, and fidere, which means to trust, and Old High German and Old Norse. The word faith was not used in the language until the 1200s AD. Its meaning comes from semper fidelis, which means always loyal. The meaning of faith had nothing to do with belief in absence of evidence, but rather with the keeping of promises and being worthy of trust. Faith was not a statement about belief, but about behavior. That is why the word faith, being a noun only, really means allegiance. Trust and believe are parts of faith, necessary ingredients of allegiance, but mean different things. When someone says they have the faith, what they are really saying is they have allegiance or loyalty to whatever they believe and trust to be the truth. Just because someone has faith in something doesn't mean or make that belief true. Statistics show that 75% of Americans identify with a Christian religion. A Christian religion. That means any number of beliefs. That number is said to be between 30 and 40,000 different denominations. One site even has it narrowed down to 33,000. That's an interesting number, 33. They are categorized in 6 megablocks. 6 is the number of man. 22,000 independents, 9,000 Protestants, 1,600 marginals, 781 Orthodox, 242 Roman Catholic, 168 Anglican. Which one of these 33,000 denominations has the faith, then? The answer is not one of them. The definition of denomination is the act of naming. It's a class or society or collection of individuals called by the same name as a denomination of Christians. So we have 33,000 different groups of Christians who call themselves by another name, which is not by the name given them by Christ, because these religions have added or subtracted from the word of Yahweh in one or more ways. That's why none of them have the faith, which is the belief. They are called by another name and have some other belief. If you had a can of pure white paint and mixed some other color in it, would it still be pure white? No. You may not notice it by sight, but the fact is, it's compromised. It's now some other color. It would be foolish to think that any of these 33,000 religions can be Christian when they all have different beliefs and they all differ from the belief. How can one of them be Christian when they are all called by another name and have other paths to salvation and beliefs which are not according to the belief? Even the most familiar ones like the Baptist, Methodist, and Lutheran denominations are not the Christianity of the Scriptures. Most of these denominations were created in the 1700s and 1800s and are only a few hundred years old. They are all quasi-Christian religions, meaning fake. All those 33,000 denominations are counterfeit beliefs. They have added or subtracted from the original word. All those quasi-Christian beliefs are the faith of those denominations, and since faith's original and accurate meaning is loyalty or allegiance, then all 33,000 of those religions and the billions of people that believe them are in allegiance with the adversary, the Antichrist, the prince of this world, the devil, Halel, Lucifer, Satan, the Nakash, and the fallen. Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and false preachers and denominations, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. The Scofield Bible, which was published in 1909, was a major contributor to teaching many false doctrines and the lie that the Jews are the Israel of the Bible. C.I. Scofield was a corrupt, crooked lawyer that was funded by Zionist Jews from New York City. Jews began to call themselves Hebrews and Israelites in 1860, from the Encyclopedia Judaica, 1971, Volume 10, 23. It's time to examine your faith, your allegiance. It's time to make sure you have the right belief. The word study on trust contains all the verses in which faith should have been translated as trust, or trustworthy, or to take refuge in. The word study on believe contains all the verses in which faith should be translated as belief, assurance, confidence, and when used with the definite article the belief. There is a difference in the uses of belief as well. Sometimes it is used as a belief, and sometimes it is used as the belief, when following the definite article, the. The King James Perversion and other versions generalize words, which hides the true meanings and messages. So is there a difference between trust, believe, and faith? It can be demonstrated that there is a difference. In the Old Testament, trust is in noun and verb form. The meanings include to trust, have confidence in, take refuge in, reliance, steadfastness, trustworthiness, confide, or hope in. The main meaning is to rely on and take refuge in Yahweh. In the New Testament, trust is a verb only and means to rely on, expect, wait for, have confidence in, inward certainty. In the Old Testament, believe is a noun only and is a personal choice of either believing Yahweh and his messengers or not. In the New Testament, believe is in verb, adjective, and noun forms. The meanings include to believe, believing ones, a belief, and the belief when used with the definite article, the. In the Old Testament, faith is used about 58 times. In the New Testament, faith is used about 304 times. Faith is not necessarily the wrong word used, but rather trust and believe, and similar words seem to paint a better picture of what really is being conveyed. Because, as explained earlier, faith is a noun, and is defined as allegiance and loyalty, and was originally a statement of behavior, not of a belief. Let's examine the definitions of faith according to the dictionary. Faith is a noun. Faith is a strong belief or trust in someone or something. Having faith, belief, or trust in someone or something does not mean that your belief of it is true. Many people have faith in their religion. So does that faith make their religion true or the truth? Faith is belief in the existence of God, strong religious feelings or beliefs. Belief as a verb means to accept as true. You can believe in the existence of God. Which God do you accept? God is not a name, it's a title. But of which God are you believing in? You can believe in the existence of Jesus, but that alone does not benefit you. Unless you also believe in what he represents and follow him and live that daily lifestyle, the belief alone is dead. You can believe in the existence of the devil, but that alone does not hurt you. When you live a wicked lifestyle and believe you are under grace, then the belief will lead you to the second death. Belief as a noun is what you accepted as truth, but is not necessarily the truth. Faith is a system of religious beliefs. A system is a set of principles or procedures according to which something is done, an organized scheme or method. The different church denominations are a system of religious beliefs. Baptists believe in their method. Catholics believe in their method. Mormons believe in their method, and so forth. And to each denomination, their method is what they accept as true. It's their idea of the path to salvation. Each of these methods is different. How do you know if the method you've accepted is the one that is right in Yahweh's eyes? My parents were raised Catholic. Later, when they were married, they switched to Baptist, and then later on, the Church of Christ. All were counterfeit religions. It was not until my sister and I were in our teens that my parents were drawn to the true word of Elohim, which is set apart from all those denominations, because the modern translations and teachings are in major error. If you are from a family that was raised, let's just say Baptist, and your Baptist believing grandparents raised your parents that way, and then your parents raised you the same, most likely you will raise your children Baptist as well. Now what if your parents were, let's just say, Catholic? Wouldn't your parents and you most likely be Catholic, and performing Catholic methods and rituals that you never would do as a Baptist? So just because we are used to what we have been taught and believe, even though it could be in error, we might be missing some life-preserving information. The full definition of faith. Definition 1A. Allegiance to duty, or a person. Loyalty. Allegiance is a noun, meaning the loyalty or commitment of a subordinate to a superior or of an individual to a group or cause. The Marines' motto, Semper Fi, which means always loyal, is closer to what faith really means. Faith actually means allegiance, loyalty, but to what or to whom is the question. It matters what and who we have allegiance with. Duty is a noun, meaning a moral or legal obligation, a responsibility, a task or action that someone is required to perform. Our moral obligation has to do with our conduct in relation to right and wrong, living according to the Word, God's will, His plan, walking in Christ's example, knowing and following His laws, commands, and instructions, or not. When our race, the white Adamic race, was planted in the earth, Yahweh gave Adam the dominion. This was the setting up of a trust. Our race is the literal flesh and blood family of Yahweh Elohim, and our duty is to be the administrators of righteousness and to be building the kingdom. Our legal obligation comes from our ancestors agreeing to the terms of the marriage to Yahweh at Sinai, to be a trustworthy bride, and the promise to follow the law. Our ancestors swore to obey the law 3 times at Sinai. Exodus 19:8, and all the people answered together and said, "All that Yahweh has spoken we will do." And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yahweh. 24:3, and Moses came and told the people all the words of Yahweh, and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words of Yahweh, which he said, we will do." 24:7, and he took the book of the covenant and read it in the audience of the people, and they said, "All that Yahweh hath said, we will do and be obedient." The 4th time Israel swears to serve Yahweh is in Joshua 24:21. And the people said to Joshua, "Nay, but we will serve Yahweh." And Joshua said unto the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen you Yahweh to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." And the people said unto Joshua, "Yahweh our Elohim we will serve, and his voice we will obey." Deuteronomy 4:2 is the first witness. "Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim which I command you." Deuteronomy 12:32 is the second witness. "What thing soever I command you, observe to do it. You shall not add thereto, nor diminish from it." After a fresh start following the return from Babylonian captivity, the nobles and rulers had oppressed the people with usury, and Nehemiah set them straight, and Israel swears again to obey Yahweh. Nehemiah 5:12, "Then said they, We will restore them, and will require nothing of them. So will we do as you said. Then I called the priests, and took an oath of them, that they should do according to this promise. Also I shook my lap, and said, So Yahweh Elohim shake out of every man from his house, and from his labor, that performs not this promise. Even thus be he shaken out and emptied." And all the congregation said, "Amen," and praised Yahweh, and the people did according to this promise. And again, after being reminded of what happens when they return to evil, Nehemiah 9:38, "And because of all this we make a sure covenant, and write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests seal unto it." And again swearing to obey, Nehemiah 10:28, "And the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, and Nethinims, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the lands unto the law of Elohim, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding. They clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath, to walk in Elohim's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of Elohim, and to observe and do all the commandments of Yahweh our Master, and his judgments and his statutes, and that we would not give our daughters unto the people of the land, and not to take their daughters for our sons. And for those fooled into accepting that the law was done away with, or it only applied to the Old Testament, here is some New Testament reiteration, and straight from Christ's mouth. Matthew 5:17, "Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." Well, heaven and earth are still here. "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 19:17, "And he said unto him, Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, that is Yahweh Elohim. But if you will enter into life, keep the commandments." Luke 1:6, "And they were both righteous before Elohim, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of Yahweh, blameless." When we are in allegiance, or are loyal, we are blameless. John 8:31, "Then said Yeshua to those Judeans which believed in him, If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed." John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." 1 John 2:3, "And hereby we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that says, I know him, and keeps not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." James 2:10, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." And Proverbs 28:9, "He that turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination." We can't have allegiance if we do not know and keep the law. Keeping the law proves our loyalty. Back to the definitions. Loyalty is a noun, meaning fidelity to a prince or sovereign or to a husband or lover. Fidelity is a noun, meaning the quality of being loyal. The Latin fidelis says it all. Loyalty. Semper fi. Always loyal. Being loyal to Christ is doing that which is written in the Torah, commanded by Yahweh, and that which he showed us the example of. Christianity was called the Way in the Old Testament and is the history and heritage of our race. Jacob displayed fidelity and loyalty to his father Isaac, to his race, and to Yahweh. Esau, his brother, deceived his father with venison, hated his brother Jacob, despised his race by marrying serpent seed Canaanites, and turned his back on Yahweh. You could say that Esau's motto was numquam fida, which is never loyal in the Latin. Fidelity is fidelity to one's promise or sincerity of intentions. The verses shown earlier recorded the promises to keep the covenant and the law, and to be a loyal bride. We can't live a sinless life, but it is the sincerity of our intentions to keep the ways of Yahweh, and that is what he is looking for. Faith is belief and trust in and loyalty to God. Belief as a verb is believing God and His Word, trusting it, and being loyal to the cause. Belief as a noun is a particular belief and not necessarily the truth. There are many beliefs, but there is only one that is the belief. Trust as a noun is the trust or trustworthiness we must have for the qualities of being loyal to Yahweh God by following His orders, believing that His orders are true and that His rewards of our obedience are trustworthy. Trust as a verb is trusting or having confidence in Yahweh and what He promises. Faith is belief in the traditional doctrines of a religion. People have faith or loyalty in the doctrine that they have chosen as their belief. However, it does not mean that their belief is of the truth. Faith is a firm belief in something for which there is no proof. Believers and churchgoers have a firm belief in their church's doctrine, even though they can't prove by accurate translations of the scriptures what they believe. Just look at all the denominations and how their doctrines do not fit the word of Yahweh. Faith is complete trust. These so-called Christians in all these denominations put their complete trust in a counterfeit religion. They have complete trust in their preacher. They have complete trust in a Haimi Jesus. Faith is something that is believed, especially with strong conviction. A system of religious beliefs. Belief is a verb, meaning to accept as true. Even with strong conviction, you cannot accomplish anything by just believing. Does this work for people believing they will win the lottery? What about really believing they'll win the lottery? Does a person drowning in the ocean make a lifeguard appear by believing? Does believing in a Jewish Jesus save you? Absolutely not. But the churches would say all you have to do is accept Him in your heart and you will be saved. In reality, they put their faith or loyalty in their own beliefs, which apparently when they declare they are saved, then they are locked in for their seat on the rapture plane. They have allegiance with falsehood. Faithful is an adjective. An adjective is a word used with a noun to describe a person, place, or thing. Faithful is having or showing true and constant support or loyalty. To be faithful is to match the quality of being loyal or supportive or being committed to. Many show constant support and loyalty to their religious beliefs. Going to church every Sun God day is a commitment, but a commitment to a counterfeit faith and a counterfeit Jesus. Faithful is deserving trust, keeping your promises or doing what you are supposed to do. Deserving trust, a noun, meaning confidence in reliability and dependability, trustworthiness. If you are deserving of trust or reliability, you are being faithful or loyal, which is a quality of your commitments, your allegiance. The devil and his Jewish children know that these so-called Christians will keep their loyalty with their synagogues of deception. They trust those false and damning doctrines, and they are trustworthy to remain in ignorance and to continue partaking in their sinful lifestyle while they dishonor Yahweh with their lips and willful rejection of true examination and study of His Word. Faithful is not having sex with someone who is not your wife, husband, girlfriend, or boyfriend. A trustworthy partner. Our ancestors cheated on Yahweh through idolatry, race mixing, and having allegiance with unrighteousness. We are no different today. Materialism, selfies, multiculturalism, and race mixing, and partaking in this satanic society molded by Jews. These so-called Christians don't even know what is right and wrong anymore because they have had allegiance with a counterfeit religion which has blurred the lines. The full definition of faithful. Full of faith. Only Christ was full of faith. Only he had the full trust from his Father Yahweh to be reliable and dependable to carry out the faith of his Father. Faith is an allegiance, which is a noun, meaning the loyalty or commitment of an individual to a superior or to a group or cause. Yeshua was full of allegiance and loyalty to the will and plan of the Father. When we say we have faith in Jesus, that alone does not mean or prove anything. We did not attain it yet because we are sinners. When we sin, we break our allegiance. Faith is steadfast in affection or allegiance, loyal. So-called Christians have steadfast affection or allegiance with falsehood and lies. True Christians have steadfast affection and allegiance with the truth. Faith is firm adherence to promises or in observance of duty, conscientious. Fake Christians think their duty is to be a good person and save people by telling them to accept Haimi Jesus into their heart and to trust that his grace is sufficient. True Christians know and understand their duty and adhere to the laws, instructions, and commands of Yahweh because the law was not done away with, and that this life is an ongoing test in which we must prove our obedience and loyalty by action and daily lifestyle. Faith is given with strong assurance, binding, a faithful promise. Yahweh our Elohim promised certain rewards for us if we abide in his law. He is trustworthy to reward us. If we are loyal, we receive the blessings of obedience. If we are not loyal, we receive the curses of disobedience. Faith is true to the facts, to a standard, or to an original, a faithful copy. True to the original word and not to man's many interpretations of the word. The original Hebrew and Greek has been altered and perverted into the versions we have today. As a result, those interpretations are not trustworthy. The churches are loyal to what their preacher says is the facts. They believe the King James perversion is the inerrant and factual word of God. And since it has been tampered with, both grammatically and doctrinally, it is the Word of God, only not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The many translations of the Bible, the many denominations, and the many doctrines our people have put their belief, trust, and faith in are nothing but poisonous counterfeits. Fidelity is a noun. The quality of being faithful to your husband, wife, or sexual partner. We Israelites are the bride of Christ. We must be loyal to him if we want to be his bride. The quality of being faithful or loyal to a country, organization, etc. Are any of our politicians loyal to our country? Some may think so. But they don't understand that 80% of them are Jews, and the other 20% are controlled by the Jews. And all of them work for the corporation that is the United States of America, which is not a country. All countries are now corporations and are loyal to the international Jew. the degree to which something matches or copies something else. The degree of matching Christ's example, we could never match it perfectly while in this fleshly body, but it's the effort he is looking at. The effort must be in compliance with the belief and not in alignment with any of the counterfeit beliefs of churchianity. Although the English word faith or faithful is used in the modern translations of the Bible, it's really not the word or the meaning portrayed or demonstrated in Scripture. Faith, trust, and believe are generalized and are used interchangeably in the English, but a closer look at the Hebrew and Greek words show that they are used separately and identify the message in a deeper and more profound way. That leads to the profound thing in this study, the profound message. The faith is more accurately the belief. The belief is not a belief, it's the belief. This is explained and demonstrated fully in the paper on Believe. We are used to saying things like, keep the faith, I'm of the faith, just have faith, he is faithful, etc. But what exactly does that mean? What does that mean to the person saying it? What does that mean to the person hearing it? Do they keep the same faith as you? What faith are they of? What faith are they telling you to have? What does he is faithful mean? Who is he and what is he faithful of? There are many denominations of Christianity. So which one of them is the faith? Which one has the right belief? Do they all trust in the same God? These are important to understand because someone who worships a Jewish Jesus and believes in church doctrine as their faith, which really is their allegiance, and that allegiance is with the Antichrist, they believe and trust in a Jewish Jesus which does not exist, and a counterfeit religion full of falsehood. There is only one faith. Since faith means allegiance, you either have allegiance with Yahweh or with the counterfeit. What you need to understand is that if you have allegiance with Yahweh, then you must have the knowledge and understanding of who Yahweh is, what he represents, who you are, and how you represent him. This is where your belief should match the belief. Because there is only one true belief, and that's the belief, which is the truth itself, and it is every word of Yahweh. It is the history and heritage of Yahweh's racial children in the earth. It is the law. It is the promises and the covenants. It is the prophecies and the gospel. It is the will and plan of our test and refining during this mortal life. What is the belief? The belief is the truth. It is what encompasses who and what we are, and Yahweh's plan for us and our duty as his children. Our mortal life is the test to see if we trust and believe and have allegiance with what the belief represents. What does the belief represent? The Bible is the book of the generations of Adam. Adam was the first man of our race, the Caucasian Anglo-Saxon peoples of the world, born from above, and our duty is to build the kingdom and live in allegiance to Yahweh and not allegiance to the adversary. The scriptures are our history and heritage and way of life, and contains the covenants and promises made to our people only. The blessings of following Yahweh's laws and instructions, and the curses which come from not abiding in them. The prophets were the watchmen and gave our ancestors warnings from Yahweh regarding our idolatry and race mixing. Since our people were married to Yahweh at Sinai and then went out and cheated on him both physically and spiritually, he divorced us and cast us off. The prophets were given prophecies of our reconciliation to Yahweh and how he provided a path back to him. Yahweh Elohim came in the racial flesh body of Adam, hence the son of Adam, to demonstrate the model we are to follow, and to die as a sacrifice with no blemish in order to bear our sins and nullify his own law of marriage and divorce, so we may be remarried to him and join him in the reign of the heavens here on earth when he returns. Yeshua, which means Yahweh is salvation, is our kinsman redeemer, and if you have the belief, then you understand his plan. It's not about just believing. It's about having the belief, the correct faith, trust, and belief in Yeshua, who he is, what he represents, and why he did what he did for us. The use of the word faith is really inaccurate and not in the manuscripts. The original manuscripts, Christ and the apostles, used the definite article the, when the King James Version and other translations and the Strong's Concordance leaves out. This is a deliberate error and glosses over the original and identifying meaning of what the belief is. There were two types of beliefs being taught during the time of Christ. The counterfeit belief, which was being taught by the Jewish scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees, which had infiltrated and usurped the Israelite Levitical priesthood and changed the laws of Moses into their satanic Judaism. And there was the belief, which was the word and will of Yahweh. Christ and the apostles were realigning their kinsmen back to the belief through the message of the good news. That's why when they taught in the synagogues, the people were astonished. They were used to hearing the perverted doctrine of the Jews being taught in them. And when Christ and his taught ones were teaching the belief, they either accepted it because they remembered their heritage and of the prophets, or they did not accept it because their consciences were seared by the counterfeit belief. The same thing is going on today. The churches are teaching the counterfeit belief because the Jews and their deceptions have fooled our people into believing that we are Gentiles, that the Jews are the Israelites of the Bible, and all the false doctrines such as personal salvation, the rapture, the law being done away with, that the church is added to the promises and covenants made only to the children of Jacob, that you are saved because you declared it, that Jesus died for everybody and anybody who believes, is once saved and always saved, and basically everything else they teach in their pagan Jew-worshipping synagogues is based on lies. They do not even know the name of God, who true Israel is, and they have no idea that the steeple is a pagan sun pillar with the symbol of Tammuz atop, that they worship on the day of the sun god. They know nothing of the history and heritage because they think it's all about the Jews, and they put their trust in and do nothing but just believe and wait for the rapture flight, which will take them away before the tribulation comes. All the while, they are supporting Israel, worshiping a Jewish Jesus, eating pork, ignoring the feast days and Shabbats, the law, and have accepted and tolerated all the abominations of the satanic society and its habitual sinners because they don't want to rock the boat and offend the unrighteous. No, they do not have the belief. They have a belief, but it's the belief and allegiance with devils. They don't even have a clue that they have become Antichrist themselves because of their ignorance, stiff-neckedness, unpersuadableness, and blind faith in what they are being told. They willfully choose not to examine the evidence and study and prove the words of their preachers to see if they are getting the truth. It matters who and what we believe. In that day, when Christ returns, they will hear him say to them, "Depart from me, I never knew you," because even though they believe they are doing things in the name of the Lord, they are really doing them in the name of Baal, or Baal, and are unwittingly supporting the Antichrist Jews. And when they bring others to that false belief, they are leading them into the ditch, just as they are being led into the ditch by their blind and ignorant pastors. Since faith is not an original word, faith has been categorized into two papers, believe and trust. Those papers will demonstrate and show how faith is properly used and understood in Scripture. The purpose of this paper is to explain that faith is not a belief. It is an allegiance. It is a behavior or a physical commitment and loyalty to someone or something. The words of Joshua are a good example of what allegiance is, because he gave the people the choice to follow the false beliefs of the pagans and heathen nations around them, or to follow the belief, which includes all the words of Yahweh. Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell, or the Haimi Jesus of Judeo-Christianity. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. Who do you have allegiance with? Please study the papers on Believe and Trust in the Word Studies menu to gain a better understanding. The paper on trust will show that true trust is relying on the trustworthiness of Yahweh and His Word, that you can be confident of what Yahweh promises, both of blessings which come with obedience and of curses of disobedience. The paper on Believe will show that belief is an assurance, a personal belief, which may or may not be the truth, and that belief is something upheld or confirmed. And the profound meaning, which is when the definite article the is used with G4102 pistis, which means belief, it identifies the belief. The belief is the only belief that is important. If you have the belief, then you have the faith, which is the allegiance and the loyalty to the one and true Elohim Yahweh. Here are a few examples from the study on Believe which show that the belief is the allegiance. From verse 1, Paul explained that all the great patriarchs had faith, which is G4102 pistis and means belief. Their belief was based on fully trusting in Yahweh, believing what He said and promised, and were witnesses of His blessings and deliverance because of those beliefs. Hebrews 11:39. And these all, having obtained witness through the belief, received not the promise. Yahweh, foreseeing for us something better, that not apart from us should they be perfected. The patriarchs did not see the prophecies come true. They did not see the divorce between Yahweh and their descendants, the casting off of their children, the reconciliation and regathering of their children. They did not see Christ born, doing miracles, and sacrificed. They did not see the gospel message spread like wildfire. They did not see their children multiplied in the world as we are now. And yet, they fully believed. Luke 11:28. Blessed are they that hear the word of Elohim and keep it. John 20:29. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. From 2 Esdras 13:20. Yet it is better to come into these things, meaning the second advent, through incurring peril, than to pass from the world like a cloud, and not see what shall happen in the last days. He who brings the peril at that time will himself protect those who fall into peril, who have works and have allegiance in the Almighty. Understand, therefore, that those who are left are far more blessed than those who have died. Just imagine being alive when Yeshua, our kinsman redeemer, returns. Yes, truly blessed we would be. Whether you are dead already, die before Christ's return, or are living when He returns, your belief better be the belief, because most of the world and denominational churchianity does not hold the belief. They do not have true allegiance in Yahweh. James 1:1. James, a servant of Elohim and of the Prince Yeshua Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. So do you believe your church, or do you believe verse 1? Don't forget, this is after Christ died. James is not addressing the church. He is addressing the descendants of the 12 tribes, which are already at that time migrating and settling the nations of Europe. These are the Anglo-Saxon Caucasian peoples scattered abroad, the seed of the promises made to Abraham. Verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing this, that the testing of the belief of you works patience and endurance. Yahweh is testing the belief of you. In other words, the Father has opened your eyes and understanding to the belief. What you do with that blessing and calling is up to you. So how is the belief of you growing? Verse 4. But let endurance have her finished work, that you may be perfect and complete, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Elohim, that gives to all generously, and not without reproach, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in belief, nothing doubting, for he that doubts wavers like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man suppose that he shall receive whatever from the Master. What you ask for must be in accordance with what a true Christian would desire. It must be aligned with the belief. It must support your allegiance to Yahweh. James 2:14. What does it benefit, my brethren, though a man say he has belief and have not works? Can the belief save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be you warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those provisions which are needful to the body, what does it benefit? Even so, the belief, or allegiance, if it has not works, is dead, according to itself. Yea, a man may say, you have belief, and I have works. Show me the belief of you, or your allegiance, without your works, and I will show you the belief of me, or my allegiance, by my works. You are believing that there is one Elohim. You do well. The devils also are believing, and tremble. But will you know, O vain man, that the belief, or allegiance, without works, is dead? Was not Abraham our father deemed righteous by works, or allegiance, when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Abraham didn't just believe. He performed an act, proved it by works. He had allegiance to Yahweh. Seeing how the belief wrought with his works and by works was the belief matured. And the scriptures was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed Elohim, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of Elohim. You see then that by works a man is justified or deemed righteous, and not out of belief only. Likewise also, was not Rahab the innkeeper deemed righteous by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so the belief, or allegiance, without works is dead also. So you can follow your church and just believe without showing works of obedience, knowledge, and understanding, or observances of a true Christian life, or you can follow Scripture and have the belief and the works, imitating Christ's example, obeying all his commandments, love and mercy towards the brethren, observance of the set-apart days, and basically the daily living of the heritage of the household of El Elyon. James 5:14. Any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the assembly, and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of Prince Yeshua. And the prayer of the belief shall save the sick, and the prince shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be sent forth away from him. Acknowledge your faults to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. This is true. In every instance, when Christ healed someone, they had the right heart and mind that was aligned with the belief. Jude 1:3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the belief, or allegiance, which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude is warning the congregation of the common teaching of salvation by the false teachers and Judaizers. The word common refers to something defiled or profane. They were teaching profane and perverted doctrine, much like today's churches. Jude exhorted that his kinsmen contend for the belief. What is the belief? The belief is the allegiance to Yahweh. Without true knowledge and understanding, loyalty, without obedience, without the love for our brethren that Christ demonstrated for us, then that empty belief is not the belief. Verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the favor of our Elohim into lasciviousness, and denying the only Master Yahweh Elohim and our Prince Yeshua Christ. The false brethren are the children of Esau. These, along with the children of Cain, are those that creep in unawares and steer us away from the light. The vessels fitted to destruction are the children of Cain and of Esau. The vessels of mercy are the children of Israel. Verse 5. I will therefore, because of false brethren, put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that Yahweh, having delivered the people out of the hand of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that did not believe. Yahweh will destroy those of our own race which willfully disbelieve, and will destroy every one of those of the cursed seed lines of Cain and Esau. The faith is the belief. If you have the belief, then you have allegiance and loyalty to Yahweh. If you hold the beliefs of denominational churchianity, then you have allegiance and loyalty to the Antichrist. It matters who and what we have allegiance to. I pledge my allegiance to Yahweh. I pray you do too.